Hello everyone, here is Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. And today I want to start with a statement that makes some people very uncomfortable. Maybe your project isn't late. Maybe your plan was wrong from day one. Think about it for a moment. How many planning meetings have you attended where someone said, "This deadline is extremely aggressive"? Others nodded in agreement. And yet, everyone approved the schedule anyway. And a few weeks later, the pressure started. The project is behind schedule. Is it? Or maybe the schedule was never realistic in the first place. And there is a huge difference between a late project and an impossible plan. Unfortunately, many organizations confuse the two. We create schedules to satisfy executives, to fit budgets, to meet a customer expectation, or simply because no one wants to be the person who says this cannot be done. Then when we turn a planning mistake into an executive problem, that is incredibly unfair to the project team. People spend months working harder and harder trying to recover from delays that actually started the day the schedule was approved. And there is another issue. Organizations often expect highly precise forecasts at the very beginning of the project that is filled with uncertainty. It's like asking someone to estimate a road trip without knowing the traffic, the weather, or even whether the road is open. But still we expect exact dates. And when reality catches up, what do? We blame execution. And artificial intelligence is making this even more visible. Today, AI can generate detailed schedules in minutes. It can identify critical paths, highlight risks, run simulations. But there is one important limitation. AI works with the assumptions we provide. If those assumptions are unrealistic, the output will also be unrealistic. No technology can turn a politically convenient deadline into a technically achievable one. That is why one of the most valuable skills for a project manager today is not building schedules, it's challenging schedules. Having the courage to ask, what assumptions are we making to believe this is truly possible? What would prevent us from meeting this date? And perhaps the most important question, what if we are wrong? These simple questions prevent enormous problems later. Planning is not an exercise of optimism, nor it's an exercise in pessimism. Planning is an exercise in honesty. Honesty about risks, constraints, capacity, and uncertainty. When we ignore these elements, we are not creating a plan. We are creating an expectation. And expectations do not deliver projects. People do. The next time someone says a project is late, pause before agreeing and ask yourself, is the project really behind schedule? Or have we simply discovered that the original plan never reflected the reality? That distinction changes the way we learn from every single project we manage. Let's think about that. I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.